referee looks at his watch. Any second now, it will all be over. 30 seconds by. Oh, Watson, the Germans are going down and they can hardly get up. And here comes Hurst. He's got some people are on the pitch. They think it's all over. It is now. It's four.
Well, it's not only one of the most famous goals ever scored, it's probably the most famous line of football commentary ever spoken. Kenneth Walston Home, hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, was the man behind the microphone, and that line, they think it's all over, has been adapted to every conceivable situation over the years, including becoming the title of a long-running TV sports quiz. Geoff Hurst was the English hero who scored a hat-trick in the 1966 World Cup final against Germany. Players in those days weren't paid remotely on the same scale that they are now. So Geoff Hurst probably had a sense that the jersey he was wearing could be worth a few bob in the future. In June 2000, Geoff Hurst, by that stage Sir Geoff Hurst, sold the jersey through Christie's auctions to a private collector for, guess how much he sold it for? Now, this is in the year 2000 and it was in sterling. Was it 10,000? Was it 20,000? Was it 30,000? It was 91,750 euro. Now count that in real money and inflation, a bit of deflation, a bit more inflation, a bit of a boom, a bit of a bust, and everything else you want to add into it. Anyway, 10 years later, 2010, it went on sale once again with an absurd price tag. Guess how much? Bredna. Guess how much? Remember now? In the year 2000, it sold for £91,750. Add the inflation, the deflation, the boom, the bust, the sweat, the tears.
I'd say 200,000.
£2.3 million.
What?
And again, the bar was a private, but this time we actually don't know what the final selling price was. But the price tag was £2.3 million sterling. I wonder, does Sir Geoff regret selling too early? It's all about timing of the football rag trade. Well, the men in front of us now are in that trade, although probably not trading in the millions, not yet anyway. Graeme Keogh and Dwayne Crean. Is that correct?
Have I got
that?
That's Crean. Right.
Thank you for coming in and thanks for bringing some jerseys from your own private collections. Who's who? If you're listening on radio, the guy with the beard is Graeme.
I am indeed. Yes.
Right, Graeme. And the other guy is Dwayne, isn't that right, Dwayne?
Yeah, cheers.
Without the beard. All right, well, we'll start with you, Graeme. So tell me, what have you got?
I sort of brought a bit of older stuff, so a few iconic ones. So I have, this is the New York Cosmos from 1980.
Now you have to describe it.
Yes, it's basically, this was designed by Ralph Lauren in 1979 for the New York Cosmos, who would have been, I suppose, the Real Madrid of their day in the NASL, which was the professional league in America in the 70s and 80s. So this team attracted the Rolling Stones. It was owned by Warner, a media group. So there were a huge international
team. This is a soccer team, I
take it. This was a soccer team, but you might as well have called them a rock and roll band because they had Franz Beckenbauer, Pelé played for them, Carlos Alberta, Johan Cruyff, and this gentleman here, which is Wim Rijsbergen. And it's basically a white shirt with his name on the back, and they sort of modelled them on the American
number 15
style.
15 he was too,
It looks a little bit like a cricket jersey, a white cricket jersey, doesn't it? Can I just say, the smell has got, it's got a bit sweaty in this
musty
studio
shirts
here.
So this, he was a player, he played in the Dutch team in the 70s, so he would have been a compatriot of the likes of Johan Cruyff. So I'm a designer by trade, so I've always been attracted to the football shirt design, and that's a whole other area. Lots of people just like the look of certain shirts. So this one was one I've been looking for years and years and years. And as the value is a big thing, and in America, they look for a lot of money for these shirts. Yeah. So thankfully, I managed to get one at a price I was willing to pay over in Europe. So,
well, how much did you pay for that one?
That one was, I hope my wife isn't listening, but that was €300.
Are you sure that's the jersey he wore? Do you know which match he wore it in?
He wore that.
His name is on the back of it,
that
clearly.
That was worn for two seasons, and someone who was...
For two seasons?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Are you telling me they wear the same jersey...
They used to,
game
yes.
after game. I'm sure they don't do that now.
No,
I'm sure there's a new jersey each game.
Yeah, they could have... Well, Dwayne, to tell you, they'd have a few per game.
They have usually issued with a long sleeve shirt and two short sleeve shirts, and that's per game. And that's, say, the Irish team would get a long sleeve shirt. The player then has preference whether he uses his short sleeve or his long sleeve. And then that's they would be called the match issue or then player issue. Just due to, if he preference is a short sleeve, he'd always wear one in the first half and one in the second half, and the long sleeve would always be there still on the hanger.
Now, what material is that particular one made from, since you're into the design of it?
This would be more of a cotton.
Yeah, it's not a poly cotton.
No, this is.
Of course, it wouldn't.
Hence, a lot of them would have shrunk from that era.
Yeah.
So, like this one is a Glentoran, who are
Northern Irish. I'm going to stick with the Risenberg first of all, and the Cosmos.
Fits me, to be honest. But where did you get it?
You paid €300 for it, was it?
That's correct. Yeah.
How did you get it? And did you get a certificate of?
No.
Anything with to say this is for sure.
No,
the signature isn't on it or anything like that.
No, there's a lot of research in this game to make sure that you're happy that what you're getting is the right shirt. So yeah.
And why haven't you got it framed? And why aren't you wearing white gloves when you're holding it and all that kind of stuff?
Because I'm a fool, probably.
I mean, your sweat is on it now. If we were to do an analysis of that, there'd be everybody's hands on it.
Oh, I'm sure all the players he played against as well and everything as well. And for the few years he used it and all the rest of it. So.
And the washerwoman or the washerman who was washing it up.
The boot boy exactly. who would be putting out the boots and the jersey.
Of course, in those days, they would have had to put it through a mangle. Right?
Because
and then they would have it on a washer board. Anna still has that stuff outside the wash. She still has that at home. But that's what they would have been doing, yeah. How much is it worth today, do you think?
Well, I've already had a few offers about three times that within about 2 weeks of getting it.
All right.
Someone who's connected with the player, who is good friends with the player, and the player has none of his shirts from that era.
Really?
Yeah. So.
And he wants it back?
Well, he was trying, but I said, no, I'm sorry. If I get another one, I pointed him in direction of other shirts that came up. So I think he got sorted now eventually. So. It's whatever someone is willing to pay, really. Mm. Yeah, I've got crazy offers and some that you just. I've spent so long trying to find them, so I'd never part with them. But if the right offer came along, who knows?
There's a gentleman by the name of Michael Kelly, and Michael Kelly is our new mismatist, the man who knows all about coins and notes and collecting them and all that kind of stuff. And he says they're only worth anything if they are in mint condition. Now, that is not in mint condition.
No, it's far from it in a soccer shirt.
In this game, though, it's different because you can authenticate from the dirt stains and everything. So
okay, well, what have you got in with you, Nana? Tell me what you have in with you.
I have a Damien Duff shirt from last year. It's against Fulham.
She's still playing soccer.
He's
gone to Australia.
I haven't heard his name for so long.
Yes, yeah.
Gone to play with Del Piero over in Australia. This one is manky, as you can see.
Oh, God.
It's a white shirt. It's full of muck on the back, dirt stains, it's stinking. It came from a reliable source that gets shirts from a team and then sells them on. The only thing about this one is we couldn't find a picture of the back of it to authenticate it, but just because it came from the person himself that sells on these shirts from a reliable source, it is definitely his shirt. We're still trying to locate the photograph to authenticate it fully. But I've no doubt with the
source. Now, you're a photographer with Hot Press, is that correct?
No.
No, who's a hot... Oh, I thought you were a designer.
And a photographer,
yes. And a photographer as well. Okay, so, are you looking, when you get your jerseys, are you looking at the photograph, see if you can get a photograph to match and say, well, here's the stain here, so it matches up. That's how they identify...
That's what we'd all do. We'd all do that.
That's how cetaceans are identified at sea. You know, they might have little markings on the fins or the flukes or something like that. So they say, yeah, that's definitely that one. That's A1 or that's BC or B3 or whatever the case may be. So that's what you're doing with the jerseys
that's
here.
That's what we do with most
of
the
shirts. But can I just say to you, I could get myself a jersey with number 16 on the back, with Duff's name on the back, whatever the case may be, and I could look at a match and I could, you know, pause. You can do everything on telly nowadays, and I could go out to the back and put a bit of muck on it, and then in the right place, and then give it a bit of wash and put a bit more muck in to make it look worn and tattered, and then sell it on and say
you could do, but
like
then
this
you'd
is
have
the Turin shroud we're talking about.
You could have us that would actually get the photograph, make sure the letters, the numbers, in the right place, they're the right numbers, they're the right size. There's a lot of work that goes into shirts. There's also different type of shirts, like Adidas last year, you get a Climacool shirt, which is the replica. You get a Formation shirt, which is the players. But then, say, if it was West Brom didn't use the Formation Adidas shirt. They used the Climacool, which is a replica. So there's a lot of work that goes into it and study just to see.
Well, how much did you pay for that Damien Duff shirt?
The Damien Duff shirt was €150.
Okay, when did you buy it?
I bought this last year.
All right. Now, and have you had any offers on that? Is Damien Duff looking for a shirt back?
I don't usually sell. I usually just collect. And then
is that like kind of a fetish sort of thing that you have?
It's more of a hobby. It's more of a hobby, yeah.
You know, if you're collecting it and you're not selling it, on what are you collecting it for? I'm not being funny now. But
I just... it's probably just a hobby of football mad, and I would have probably, this from playing to coaching to then collecting, it's just something I get into. Although I would, if there's a shirt there, I'd buy a shirt that I'm not going to collect myself, knowing I could trade it for something I want myself.
That you want yourself.
Yeah.
And how much money would you have spent over the years, and when did this start? And
do have I you really seen have to say that out loud?
Yeah, come on.
I've spent a bit now. I've spent, I'd say, a few thousand.
Really?
Yeah.
How long are you at it, so to speak?
3 years now. I would have collected replica shirts as a boy, like anybody else.
Yeah.
And then I just got into this just through a friend and through auctions, charity auctions that came up, and I got into it that way, and I just said, and it just grew and grew.
I would be just concerned that you're getting the real McCoy. Now, I know you guys are in the business, so you know what you're doing, but I know of somebody who, when he's asked, and he knows somebody else who's connected to somebody else, who shook the hand of somebody who plays for the rugby team, the Irish rugby team, and occasionally they get asked for jerseys, and he just signs the jerseys himself.
And
they're not for money now, by the way. They're not selling them, just people want
and
stuff.
And that does happen. Like, you
it
can
happens
get
all the time. I mean, if you were to have a photograph or a signed photograph of any pop star in Ireland, Westlife, IOU as they were originally, Boyzone, I mean, did they sign them? Did Louis sign them? Did somebody else sign them? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you see that there's a huge problem with fake jerseys because... Yeah,
the provenance is what you need.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. In the last 10 years, there's massive money to be made in this game as you were saying about the Hearst shirt. Huge, huge money. So if you look on all these auction sites now, you just see, say, oh, this is, you know, such and such a shirt from the game, and the game's barely over and they're selling the shirt, you know. So they're just expecting enough gullible people to go, oh, they won't do the research, or they just trust, I got this from a friend whose postman once walked past the house. And if you read some of these descriptions, it's hilarious what they try and say. And then if you ask them questions, can you show me pictures? Can you tell me where you got it? Then they suddenly... They say, oh, I have no details. You're just buying what you see. So, you know, a lot of them will just, there's a lot of chancers out there, and you have to go to trusted sources. You know, I buy a lot from clubs directly or players or auctions.
From the clubs directly? Yeah. I mean, the soccer clubs?
Yeah.
Why are they selling them?
Well, I collect mainly League of Ireland shirts. So a lot of them would sell their shirts for basically running costs of the clubs. So Cork City have a lot of shirts in their, you know, the superstore. Pats would auction off the shirts at the end of the season. Dundalk, yeah. Longford Town, you know, so always at the end, or if you sponsored a player throughout the year, you get the jersey and all the
Which
rest of it.
Which means you sponsored a player?
So if you give your 250 quid, okay, Derek, I'm sponsoring Brenda here to, and then at the end of the year, because they use the shirt for the whole season, not like those premiership
But your name doesn't appear on it.
No, no, but you get their shirts, so...
It's kind of like sponsoring a polar bear or something like that, isn't it?
You get in the match program.
I never knew you could do that. And you get a Pats program, do you?
You get in the match program, so the shirt is player-sponsored by Derek, and you sponsor Keith Fahey and his shirt, and then at the end
That's
you get
idea,
to...
We should sponsor somebody, Brenda.
We should. Mm. But you know what I'm thinking, guys, right? Say you start going... You mentioned you had a girlfriend or whatever, right?
Wife.
A wife, and you all come along, and everybody, you know, you meet somebody, and we all have our hobbies and habits and all that before we meet them. But you're explaining to them that you collect jerseys and how much money you spend on them. How does that go down? How did that work? Do they accept it straight away, or is it like, we can't go on holidays because?
I've the benefit that she's mad into soccer. And Gaelic, and she met me and I was into this already, so she's no choice.
Okay. What about your wife?
Sometimes I think mainly because I get them delivered to my parents' house where they all live. So I think out of sight, out of mind to a degree.
Wow. She labours like the dark art. Yeah. Who else have you got there, Graham? Or what else have you got there?
Well,
one more thing.
This is
a Celtic jersey I see, by the way.
Hmm?
Is that a Celtic or Shamrock Rovers?
This is a Rovers shirt from the Milltown era.
Oh, there you go.
Fado, got to remember
that. So this was from 1985, so it's a classic
Hoops. Yeah, with Lifestyle on it,
Yeah, who were...
Back in the day, Lifestyle were the big... You had Arnott, certainly in Dublin, you had Arnott, you had Cleary's, and Lifestyle were the big sports... Yeah. The places you went if you wanted to buy sports equipment or gear. Yeah.
And then after that, they were actually sponsored by Quinsworth, who were the part of the same group. So this was the successful era when they won, I think, 4 titles in a row.
Was John Giles managing them?
It was just after John Giles. So this was Mick Byrne, I was told by... I used Twitter a lot to find out who would have worn the shirt. So I'd post a picture and then the club invariably tweeted. And so we found out this is Mick
Number
Byrne.
Number 9.
Mick Byrne, who was seemingly a Rovers legend, which is the hashtag that was popping up. So The League of Ireland stuff is hard to get from this era because they used to basically just use them for seasons, then use them as training shirts, throw mm-hmm. them away, turn them into dishcloths, you name it. So it's basically, I find a lot of them are popping up in Europe. So when they played like a Budapest team, they'll swap shirts and then they end up coming back into the market. So it's, you find these places that have them and you just have to go scouting for them.
How much did you pay for that, Crane?
That was a bit more than I wanted. So that was €250.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's the most precious... What's your prized shirt that you have in your collection?
Well, this one, probably because it's the oldest at the moment. So
I was going to say, I feel like I'm in TK Maxx because yeah. of the way I have everything over the all over the table. Go on. Yeah.
This is Glentoran, who are a Northern Irish team. So this is from 1957.
That actually looks like a rugby shirt.
Yeah. It's made by Umbro and the material is very similar. It's pretty much, it's probably a bit more tight fitting.
Yeah, I can describe it there. It's got green body
green
and then
red
sleeves.
And it's,
and
got,
it's got a
rugby,
grey collar.
Rugby
and
style
collar. It's a rugby style collar, yeah. And the three button up as well. It looks just like a rugby jersey.
Yeah, it's essentially the same as a rugby jersey. And it was made up in the Athletic stores in Belfast, which I believe are still there. So I just thought that was a great shirt because it's in great nick for its... for a 50
its
shirt
age.
As well.
Yeah,
so
number three in the back. Yeah.
So that was a nice one.
They were
one
built to last, like cars. How much did you pay for that?
I actually swapped that one. So I would trade or swap a lot of the shirts. So you buy them and then, you know, someone else has the one that you like and then you'll do a mutual deal. So
what else have you got with you, Dwayne?
Probably my prized possession would be a Roy Keane shirt from the Riverside game. Where we lost actually that game 3-1 to Middlesbrough. But I went and got it signed myself. It came from a United collector, probably the biggest collector in Manchester, so they say. He has invested all his money in United memorabilia, so he's meant to have over €1 million worth of Man United memorabilia. So that's the CAO on that one. But that would be my prize then.
And it's signed by the man
it's
himself?
It's signed by the man himself. I went and got it in Malahide myself when he was in the Irish setup. So he's a little hero of mine. So.
Well, tell me, listen, before you boys leave us, thanks for coming in and showing me some of your collection. I presume there's more people in Ireland like you who are doing this kind of stuff. Is there a club that you... What is it? Yeah.
There's a huge... There's probably a core of seven collectors that we know of, but there's also a kind of Facebook page of Irish collectors, and it's a closed group. People are invited in, or they can ask to come into it.
Yeah.
There's also just... There's other places where you can get shirts and that if people really want to get into it. We know a few of the You're My Hero, .co.uk and Premier Match shirts, Man United match run shirts. There's other places that, Graham, you get sore shirts.
Yeah,
from.
So again, there's a lot of charity auctions in Italy and Onus, I think Charity Live. And so they'd all be directly from the player. So again, the provenance is there. So if people are looking to spend a bit of money on them, make sure that they know where they're coming from.
Where they're coming from, exactly. So you're both football fans. We've figure that one out anyway. So last night was terrible, it was dreadful, it was awful, and Germany gone. And somebody said, note, Derek, how the German team, after scoring each of their seven goals, did not run around the field like headless chickens wasting time and energy, but immediately focused on the next goal, something not done to date by Brazil, says Bob.
Well, yeah, well, Germany were just outstanding last night. Yeah, you have to say it. They're outstanding. Oh. And you feel sorry for Brazil because it
who
is their culture.
Outclassed.
It is their culture, football, and I think they were just outclassed totally by Germany last night. So
what about tonight?
Tonight, I have a funny feeling Argentina are going to do it. Just that funny feeling.
I think Holland, but just
Holland
to be different.
Too. Can I just ask one last question, Derek? Yeah. I'm just wondering, right, all these shirts, and back to the girlfriend thing again and the wives, where do you keep them in the house? Like, do you have a little cabinet? Does it take up space? Because you have a lot of them.
I don't keep them in the house.
Where do you keep them?
I have to keep them somewhere else.
Where?
Away from the house. Just somewhere in my parents, somewhere elsewhere. It's just you couldn't keep them all. You know all that they're all there then.
You're looking at them all the time, you see.
We got a question here. Derek, the last time Cork City won the League of Ireland was about 8 years ago. At the last game of that season, which Cork City had to win or draw to clinch the title, their leading scorer was replaced to claim the plaudits. He took his jersey off, threw it into the crowd, and I caught it. Is it worth much? I got the team to sign it, says Vincent in Cork. Who was the leading scorer? It doesn't say who it was. Anyway.
Is it worth much? It all depends. We were talking about this before we came in. It all depends. Like Tim Howard, we know that he made the record saves and his stuff wouldn't have been worth too much now. Before the World Cup.
But now.
But now yeah. His stuff is worth. It's like Tim Cahill when he scored that cracking goal for Australia. His stuff wouldn't have gone for much, but now his stuff will go for much on eBay.
Yeah, or that jersey that Oscar wore last night.
Oh, the jersey that Oscar wore.
Yeah, I mean, the consolation goal at the end. I mean, that's the one you want. You don't want the guys who scored seven. Go, who cares about you know, but it is one you want.
But even the Costa Rica shirt, there's been some, issued shirts recently up on eBay. And again, you have to do your homework on it, as we were saying, because patches, as you said, patches can be placed, matches can be done.
Absolutely.
But they're going up to nearly £1,000 sterling already.
Real money.
And that's an auction. Yeah. And you're kind of going, wow.
Well, Graham and Dwayne, thank you for coming in and showing us a little bit of your collection. Much appreciated. An interesting insight into something I never thought people were doing. And I didn't realise that Jeff Hurst jersey went for $2.3 million until today. Yeah. But you learn something new every day. All right, and just before Dwayne and Graeme take their leave of us, Dwayne, you're looking for something. The Golden Fleece. What is the Golden Fleece?
I'm looking for the Golden Fleece. I'm looking to see where Paddy Bonner's jersey is from Italia 90. Just the grey one. Sorry.
Is this the game, the penalty shootout
the
game
very
against
penalty
Romania?
Shootout. There's rumours that it's in Tomofty's bar, but I'm not sure. And if anybody has Robbie Keane boots out there, I'd love a pair of Robbie Keane match one boots.
Tomofty's bar, was it?
The keeper for Romania at that time when he saved the penalty. It's rumoured that it's meant to be in his bar, but there's no really guarantee that it is.
Could you ring the man and ask him?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Pick up the phone, ring Tomofty's bar. Hello. Do you have Paddy Bonner's jersey?
It's not sure. Paddy could still have one, but I haven't met Paddy really to ask him, but someone might know.
So if anybody has it, you'd like it.
Oh, I'd love it.
How much would you pay for it?
How much would I pay for it now? It all depends how much I'm let pay for it.
Brenda was at Italian, yeah. Right? She knows about all the mayhem.
I was at that match.
Yeah, no. It would be if anybody's looking for an Irish game and the picture of an Irish game and Irish football in World Cups and European Championships. It's always that penalty save, him jumping up in the air with his yellow gloves and that shirt, and you're kind of going, that would be the Golden Fleece of my Irish collection. Anyway, if I got my hands on anything like that, or a pair of Roy Keane or Robbie Keane boots, that would be it.
Roy Keane or Robbie Keane boots.
Oh, I'd love a pair of them. If anybody, just get in touch. It'd be brilliant.
That is bordering on fetish.
Yeah, huge.
Graham, I'm joking. Sorry. Go on, Graham.
I'm always looking for basically old League of Ireland shirts, especially from, I suppose, pre the 1990s, because it's rare you see them, so like 70s, 80s, 90s. I don't know if many of them are still around, but if anyone has them, I'd love to hear from you, because even just to see them, because I think the clubs would love to see them too, you know. So that's still the hunt, so that they turn up.
What about a Marty Morrissey shirt worn at the Olympic Games in London?
If it's still sweaty, I don't know.
It's still sweaty. It's always sweaty.